Okay, Pasuk Yitzayim Parashat Yisar Sheni. So Vayakam Stay Vayakam. The Pasuk is Vayakam Sheni begins with Vayakam Stay Ephraim. Here we go. Vayakam Stay Ephraim. Baruch Atah Adonai Elohim Melech Haolam Shakol Niyah Bidvaroi. Voting. Voting is not tomorrow. When is the voting? When is voting? It's still October.
Yeah, it's the early voting started.
Early voting. Yeah.
November 2nd or 3rd.
Tomorrow's only the 25th. So when is the official date? When's the official date for voting?
November 2nd. When's November 2nd is Tuesday?
November 2nd. I'm all mixed up. Today's the 25th. Today's the 25th, right? So November 2nd is Tuesday, right? That's voting election day. Okay, that's a week and one day. Okay, a week from tomorrow. Okay, fine. Okay. What is it supposed to be, a storm? What's the story of the weather? The world's coming to an end?
We'll see. We had a flood already 3 weeks ago, 2 weeks ago.
A month ago, more already, a long time ago.
Why? Noah, we had the flood.
We had a very big flood. Remember that? It was in everyone their basement. Everyone lost. Everyone even died and got a heart attack in the car. Hush, little guy. All right. Terrible. All right. She need your shoes. Okay. Pasuk, here we go. Pasuk Yitzayim. V'yakam stay Ephraim b'asher b'machpelah. The Sidei Ephraim. Asher b'machpelah. It rose up. It rose up. Asher l'fnei Mamre. That was before Mamre. Hasodeh. The field. V'hamo'oro asher bo. The cave. Remember, it's reading this not so long ago, that the value of the property of the Maris Machpelah in modern day terms, it was sold for 400 shekel kesef. So I remember reading an article, so did a very thorough analysis of how much is 400 shekel kesef. We know exactly how much silver, and it's approximately worth today, I mean, this is many years ago, so probably, I don't know if the price has gone up that much, $3 million. So the piece of land that he purchased on Avraham Avinu was worth at least $3 million in today's value. And there were no banks to give. Mortgages. $3 million. Okay, here. So this is the pasuk over here. It says all of this rose up. And there are a lot of things that are mentioned in this pasuk. There is the field that was in the Machpelah. Okay, the Machpelah. What is the Machpelah? How do you tie it to the word Machpelah? I don't even know. What's the Machpelah? The Stefan, the Machpelah is the cave? I don't even know. Asher lifnei Mamre, what does that mean? Before Mamre, there was a Sodeh, the field. Vahamil Oro is the cave. Asher Bo, the cave in the field. And in addition, all of the eights, the wood, Asher Ba Sodeh. Asher Bechol Givuloi in its boundary on all four sides. Saviv. I mean, there's a lot of redundancy. There's a lot of words here. When you buy a house, what? So you say, I'm buying the house plus the basement.
Yeah, when you get a contract and they do it, lay it out.
The swimming pool, and the swimming pool in the back, and the sidewalk.
25 feet from the right, and 25 feet from the left, and 45 feet from the east, and 73 west.
And let's say you wouldn't write all those things. Let's say you wouldn't write all those things in the contract. Let's say you wouldn't. You wouldn't get it? There's a certain standard. You buy a house, you buy a place, you buy a property, you buy the property, whatever, they go online and you learn what the lot is, and whatever the lot is, that's the property. There's a certain understanding that when you buy a piece of property, you buy an address. You buy the number, you buy this house, and you buy the address. You're telling me that if you don't write all this information into the contract, you're going to lose out? I don't know. Maybe you're really going to lose out?
Yeah.
You're not going to get the sidewalk?
Do you ever look at the deed of your house?
No.
Your father's
house? No, look I never at looked at it. Okay. Okay.
It's spelled out very funny.
Okay.
No easements. They're gonna say easements. Easements.
Right. Easements. You have a driveway, and the half of the driveway is yours, but you have a right to use the whole driveway.
If you're telling me that's how it is, I believe you. I got no problem. Let's see what it says. Vayakam stay Ephraim. Tekuma hoyisalo. Okay. So it says when it stood up, it doesn't mean that it actually stood up. It means that it rose in stature. It rose in stature. Shayatza miyad hedyot. You losing me? You hear me?
No, you're freezing in and out.
Ooh, my internet's no good here. What are we going to do about the internet over here? You know, I have to buy a new Wi-Fi router for this little corner of mine here. That's what we're going to have to do. I think this Wi-Fi router I have here is not too good. Let's make sure everything is tight. All the connections are tight. Daf Yomi, you have the same problem. We have to find the solution. Bli Neder, we're going to work on it right after the shiur. I'm going to go to Amazon and see what's available. Buy a new little device. This device I paid for about $15 for this device. Maybe we should get something a little bit better. All right, let's see. Vayakom Sefer, Tukumo Hoysolo, Shayatza Miyad, Hedyad Liad Melech. It went from the Hedyad. Hear me now? Everything okay? Rabbi Lazy, hear me? It's working now?
Yes.
Okay. Tukumo Hoysolo, Shayatza Miyad, Hedyad Liad Melech, Upshudishal Mikro, Vayakom Asod, Vahamara, Sherbo, Vacholaitza, Lavam, Lemikne. The similar interpretation over here is in one word. The one word is Lemikne, an acquisition. The word Vayakom doesn't just mean to physically stand up. The word Vayakom can mean an acquisition. Let's see what it says in the Targum. Targum here. Let's go to the Targum. We have the Targumim. And we have Rashi. Targum Unklus. Vekom, it stood up. Chakal. Chakal is a field Ephraim. Di bichefelta. In the Machpelah. Machpelah. In the Machpelah. So I still know. I guess you have to go and go back to the previous Pesukim. That was last year. What exactly is the definition of the Machpelah? Ordinarily, when someone says, I went to the Ma'aretz Machpelah, so they say the Machpelah means, Rashi actually says double. There were two, there was a doubling of zugois. So a zug means a pair, and 2 times 2 equals 4. There were 4 pairs. There was a doubling of the doubling. So there was Adam and Chava, Avraham and Sarah, Yitzchak and Rivka, and Yaakov and Leah, and this is being written al shem ha'osid, because at this point in time, the only one that was buried here at this point in time was Adam and Chava. Fine. So let's just read it for now. Machpelah, that was last year's topic. Dikodam Mamre, Chakla. Chakla is a very popular modern word. It means a field, a field of a field. Ome Arta, a cave. Divei. Everything inside the chol ilane, all of the trees, di bechakla, di bechol techume, in the techum. And here, this is very interesting. The Targum over here says, for the one word saviv, there are 2 words to translate the word saviv. Sechar, sechar. All around. That is fascinating, because you would expect, if you would not know better, if someone would stop in the middle of the lecture and ask you, when the Targum, the Torah has words, right? They're words. Now, we know that when you try to translate a word in Hebrew into English, so we're very familiar that it takes sometimes more than one word to translate a Hebrew word into English. There are certain words that are, they don't really translate well. You lose a lot of flavor when you try to translate some Hebrew words into English. I'll give you an example. I don't even know what I'm talking about. The word someone once told us to me, fargin. It's a Yiddish word, fargin. So do you fargin someone that he has something? You don't fargin him. So translate that into English. You have a good word for that in English, to fargin. It's a very hard word to translate into English. It captures a lot of emotion, a lot of ideas. How do you say it? It's like you're pleased. It's acceptable to you. You're happy for the person. Someone won the lottery. Do you fargin him? What does that mean? Do you fargin him? Are you happy for him? Is that what it means? No, it means more than that. Are you excited for him? Do you say, oh, he deserves it? It's a word in Yiddish that's very hard to translate into English. It really is. It's very interesting. They have a lot of these books out there today. I actually saw one very good yesterday. I didn't get it. That has these Yiddish expressions, and they translate them. And they translate them. They tell you where they come from. Well, God some ice. There's a lot of these things. Yiddish became very popular now, not as a language to speak, but as a study. They even teach it in college. And some of these secular colleges, they teach Yiddish. There's something about Yiddish. It's really German. But it's not German, it's what the Jews did to the German language, their own dialect. And they really embellished it with a lot of flavor. And it's very fascinating to see how these editors, these masters of language, attempt to translate Yiddish expressions into Yiddish, into English, into Hebrew. And I actually saw this book, it's available in the bookstores, in many languages. French, like they have, I think it's a Yiddish expression, and they basically have a picture. They have an illustration of what the Yiddish expression means, and then they have a translation in English, Hebrew, and many other Latin, Russian, I think, and French, Spanish maybe, many languages, and then they also have a remez in Chazal. Where in Chazal is there the concept of what that Yiddish expression means? It's fascinating. Big, thick book.
This is a book?
It's a book. I should get the book? I maybe think I'll pick up the book. I don't have it. No. I don't have it. I saw it on the shelf. I saw it really a long time ago. I saw it again yesterday. I didn't buy it. It's a book. I mean, you want me to get it? Believe me.
No.
So
What is the name?
I don't know what it's called. It's very interesting. It's a book. And it's just very fascinating how you look at these Yiddish expressions and you see how it's translated into Hebrew and English, and also I only appreciate the English, the Yiddish, and the Mamori Chazal that capture the meaning and the picture. Okay, they have another couple of probably another five languages, but I noticed what struck me is that the Hebrew butchers the real flavor of the expression. I don't even know Yiddish, but the little bit that I appreciate of Yiddish, and I look how they translate into English, it's not bad. The English translation I found to be pretty good. But the Hebrew, you know, it's good, but somehow it just sucks out the flavor of what that means. The Mamori Chazal are pretty good. The Mamori Chazal, these expressions in Chazal that really capture what the Yiddish expression means, That has a little bit more oomph to it. Now, why am I telling you this? Because generally, when you have a word in Hebrew, okay, to translate words in Hebrew into English is very, very hard. Are you hearing me? Did I lose you?
You came back. You're back.
I'm back. I'm going in and out over here. I give out. I don't know what's going to be over here. Okay, but these words, when you translate it from Hebrew, when you translate them from Hebrew, ooh, you know what I can do? I can plug it into my computer. Give me 1 second. No, I don't have the piece. I don't have it. Sorry for wasting your time. I don't have it. Another time. Okay. In the meantime, what's interesting here is that you take away this one word and you're translating it into two words. Sechar. You would expect that in Aramaic, you just need one word to translate a word in the Chumash. And yet, that's not what's happening over here. We have one word, sechar. We have one word, saviv, and the translation in Hebrew is sechar. Now, let's see what it says over here in this sefer, in the Ma'atzeri. Are you with me? May, are you there still?
Yeah, okay, I'm here.
Sechar. Sechar. So over here it says, Ayin Rashi, with a machzer vitri. Okay, Rashi, what did Rashi say? Rashi just said, Rashi to Kumaha Yisrael, there's nothing to say over here. There is no Rashi. What are you talking about over here in Rashi? I don't know what he means. I ain't Rashi. No, let's see. Nilo kifula hametugim savu b'mikra. V'nimskan loshna kosev libi secharchar. V'yeish l'farish shetergim kin l'tzayin ha-hekif ha-sholim kevan she-apoil saviv yavar l'pam ala hekif ha-bilti sholim. Yeish oimrim. Shetergim came with Shum Shesav, who gam came Milo Kefulo Sov. Wow. Ayin Rash. Okay, so he says over here amazing stuff. He says the word Saviv is really, that's what the word really, it's really two words. It's Sov. Why is there an extra base? Why is the word Saviv spelled with an extra base? It should be Bechol Gvulo Sov. He's saying the real Hebrew word to surround is just one base. When you add a yud in a base, This is a sophisticated way of saying sov. Now we know that we have words like adamdam, damdam, yirakrak, green, adamdam, and there it's damdam, red, very, which means very red. Or you have yirakrak.
Damim,
a lot of blood, a lot of money. So whatever, so he's saying over here tremendously, he's saying over here, he's putting over here, the yud is a shortened form of as if it was. Say it again, I lost you, Mayor. Mayor, I'm losing you. Alright, we have an emergency here. What I have to do is I have to do it on my phone. I'm going to go put on my Wi-Fi. One second. I'm having trouble here with the internet. Let me get this on the phone. Okay, let me switch to my internet on the phone. One moment. I have to know how to do this. I have to do over here hotspot. Hot spot. Okay, mobile hotspot and tethering. Here it is. Turn it on. Okay.
You have a mobile hotspot?
On my phone. Yeah, it's part of my plan. But it runs out very quickly. I don't have very much. Okay, I turned it on. Let me just do it on my computer. One second. Let me just switch the settings here on the computer. Hopefully network. Okay. Here's the network. One second.
You have it with T-Mobile? With Metro?
Yep. I'm switching.
But that means you have to be in a plan that has at least four phones.
I'm on such a plan. That's right. I am on a plan. I have a plan with a few people.
So then it should be a good man.
No, they don't give you all that. They give each person a small amount. They don't give. Oh, here it is. I'm switching. As we speak, I'm switching. You're going to lose me now for a second.
Use it until you have like four. If the other three people are not four
no,
people.
No, they give. They don't let you share it. They don't let you share. No, they don't let you share. I did this a lot of times already. It runs out very quickly because it uses an enormous amount Wi-Fi.
Charge you $10 per phone.
They don't charge. It's fixed. Once you run out, it stops working. Unless you call them up and you pay more money.
Yeah, but to have a hotspot.
No, it's part of the plan. It's part of the plan. You can't remove it. It's part of the plan. I'll show
it's
you the plan.
It's not an extra five.
No. Go check it out. It's part of the plan. You get the maximum plan for four phones. It's included. It's part of the plan.
So what is it? $30 a phone?
$25 a phone. I think it's 90 and less. Yeah, I think it comes out to $20 or $25 a phone. You have four phones. Four phones for $100 or even less. And you get everything, and you get four phones, and you get also a mobile hotspot, but not that much, a couple of gig per phone. If you want more, you have to pay more. So I don't upgrade it because I don't need it. Right now we're on my phone. Okay, let's learn. Over here, there's an amazing thing. He says an amazing thing.
So the word dam. So we were talking.
Soft.
The word damim means dumbing, like very.
Damdam. So he's saying over here that damim is basically a double damdam. That's what he's saying. He's saying a tremendous.
Am I in? So very wet?
Maybe. And he's saying that's why the Targum over here says, Targum says, Sechar. Because Sechar is really, he's just trying to tell you to bring out the point that the word Sovim really is Sav. It's really two words. That's one interpretation. Another interpretation he says is that the word Sovim sometimes the word Sovim does not mean all four sides. It means rov, the majority. Here, the Targum, and this is not, it doesn't say this in the Pasuk, and Targum is telling you that in this situation, in this unique situation, the Saviv wasn't just the majority, it was complete. It was every single thing, the entire thing. Okay, that's what it says.
Does it say here that he spoke before Ephron and the people of Saviv?
That was last year.
Right, so over there, Misaviv doesn't mean all around and around. It means the people on the sides.
So he was on the... No, I'm not so sure. Saviv means all around. It means a circle.
No, when you speak in front of people, Misaviv,
yeah.
Doesn't mean there are people all around you.
Does it mean people around you?
It means the people around you, not all around in 360 degrees.
That's exactly the point he's making. That's why he says over here, so far,
so
far.
Now he has to say it, because he's using in the same context the same word, but it has different meanings.
Okay, exactly. So he's saying, in this case, it means completely right. All that. But it is interesting that you don't often have such a thing where the Targum has to spend more than one word translating a word. Targum, usually it's word for word. He does inject things that are not in the pasuk altogether. He says sometimes he puts things in the pasuk that don't appear altogether. But for him to go take a single word and to translate it with two words, that is very unusual. Okay, let's go further. Let's go further in the next pasuk. Just the pasuk of Zion. Let's now now over here. Okay, fine. Let's go to the next pasuk. Next pasuk. Yotches. Pasuk Yotches is la'avraham l'mikne l'nei b'nei ches. To Avraham as an acquisition in front of the eyes of b'nei ches. Bechol bo'ei shar iro. Rashi. What does Rashi say on this pasuk? Bechol bo'ei shar iro b'kedef kulam v'maymet kulam hikne hignolo. This acquisition took place in the presence of everyone. No one could come along say later on and say that it's not our possession. Ma'oris Machpelah, there are how many places in the Eretz Yisrael were purchased? Fair and square. How many places? The Beis HaMikdash. Notice that the Beis HaMikdash was purchased fair and square. And Shechem was purchased fair and square. Exactly where Yosef was. And what else? And the Ma'oris Machpelah. And you notice today, that's what they're all fighting about. Today, in the Old City, the place of the Har Bayis and Shechem is also contested, and the Ma'aris Machpelah, the places that were acquired fair and square, and it's explicit in the Bible that it's ours, are Bedafka, the places where the Goyim, the Arabs especially, they contest. It says
why Kevarachel also for some reason?
Kevarachel isn't in Shechem? Where's Kevarachel?
Kev Baruch is Yerushalayim. You know what Kev Baruch is.
It's part of Yerushalayim. It's on the Derech, the Derech Ephra. He based Lochem.
Right.
Based Lochem is not Yerushalayim. It's not Yerushalayim. It's on the road. Okay, I don't know. But these, there are three places. Shem, B'mea Kisita. You're right, B'mea 100 Kisita was purchased. And the Harabayis and Chevron. La'avracham l'mikne, it says, B'feresh n'bas l'nei v'nei ches, B'chol bo'e shari ro. Bekedef kulam v'maymut kulam hiknolo. Targum says la Avraham liz vinohi leinei v'nei chitoa, in the presence of the b'nei chitoa b'chol olei tera, the gate karte, the gate of the city. Okay, now let's see over here. Is there any Avraham liz zivoni? Okay, now. Let me just see what it says over here. The whole shekel over here, which I don't have time to look at now. Just something simple over here. Lizvine, Shina Vitagel, Lemikna, Lemiknasai. Okay, let's just go further. I don't know, let's go further. Pasuk Yotes. Yachare Chain, afterwards, cover Avraham Esau Yishtov, El Maris Machpelam, Asher Alpine Mamre, He Chevram Eretz Kinom. Afterwards, he buried Sarah's wife in the cave of the field of the Machpelah, Al Pnei Mamre, again, Nochemol, Al Pnei Mamre, Hi Chevron, Be'eretz, Kenan, the land of Canaan. Rashi. What is Rashi on this Pasuk? Rashi, there is no Rashi on Pasuk Yutes. Okay, what does the Targum say? Ubosar came, Kivar Avraham Yasura Itisei, Bim'oras in the cave of Chakal, the field, Kofelto, Al Pnei Mamre, Hi Chevron, Be'ara, in the land of Dechnon. Okay, Pasuk Chof. Vayakom ha-sodeh. The sodeh had a kima. V'hamara sherbo la'avraham la'chuzas kover me'eis b'niches. Nochem, a lot of repetition over here. The sodeh rose up, the cave that was inside of it, to Avraham as an acquisition from the people of b'niches. Let's see Rashi in this pasuk. There is no Rashi in pasukhof either. Targum on pasukhof, v'kom chaklo ma'arda divei al-avraham la'acha-sonas. Kivura as an acquisition of a grave, min b'nei chita'a. Okay, pretty straightforward. And that's it. Okay, over here, over here, there are other things. Okay, let's go further. Now we go to the parasha of Shiduchim. Peruch of Dalad. The Avraham Zokain Baba Yimba Hashem Beirachas Avraham Bakol. Rashi. What does it say, Rashi? Beirachas Avraham Bakol. Bakol Oyla Begamatria Bain. Okay, when Rashi gives Gematrias, these are not like Stam Gematrias. These are very heavy duty Gematrias. The word Bakol has the same numerical value as a Bain. A Nun and a Chof. Chof and Alamed is 50. Nun is 50. So you exchange the word the Chof and Alamed for a Nun, and that gives us Bain. Okay, Begmatria Bain. Umi'acha Shoyloi Bain. Hayitzarech Lahasia Isha. He has an obligation to marry him off to an Isha. What does the Targum say? The Avraham Siv. Avraham was old. Isn't it interesting? The word Siv is Saviv Saviv. Okay, is that interesting? We just finished learning over here. Saviv Saviv. B'chol givuloi v'yekum steyefim asher ma'amachpila. B'chol etzah shevze b'chol kol asher b'chol givuloi Saviv. And over here, isn't it interesting? The Targum for the Avraham Zakein is the word Siv, surrounded. Okay, sechor, sechor, and this really is an Aramaic word, but it's interesting that there's always a relationship between Hebrew and Aramaic. When a person is old, what does it mean, the person is old? It means he's surrounded by a lot of things, a lot of memories. Person who is old is surrounded. Wherever he goes, there's a memory, there's a lesson, there is a teaching. Everything that he sees in his life, everything that he does, he recalls from something that has already happened. Avram was Siv. All Biyomin, he was up. Up, he translates with Ba as all Biyomin. The Hashem Birich. Bless Yos Avraham Bicholah with everything. That's the Targum. So the Targum over here does not make any mention. Rashi has a very different interpretation. He says, Bakol B'gmatria Bein. And the Achshel Bein Ha'itzach L'Asa Yishoy. Targum doesn't want to go anywhere. He just says very simply, Bichula. Doesn't make any mention whatsoever of having a child. Okay. Let's go further. Let me just see what we have over here. Anything over here in the Mefarshim. Okay, nothing over here. I have two. So I have another sefer here on Targum. I'll tell you about another time later on. But over here right now, it doesn't say all that much over here. Fine, let's go to the next passage. We have Avraham. Avraham said, El Avdoi, to his servant, Zekan Beso, Hamoyshel B'chol Asher Loi. He said to his servant, everything that he has, what did he say to him? Referring, of course, to Eliezer. El Avdoi, his servant, Zekan Beso, Hamoyshel. Now notice, he's called the Zekan Beso. Avraham is also Zakein. Avraham is a Zakein, and Avraham has a servant who is the Zakan Besa. Hamashel, who rules B'chol Asherlo. Simdo Yodcha, put your hand, Tachas Yerechi, beneath my thigh. Rashi over here says, Zakan Besa, Lefi Shehu Dovuk Nokud Zakan. He just commented, why is it called Zakan? Why doesn't it say Zakein Besa? So this is a grammatical point, that since the word Zakan is connected to the word Beso, so the vowel, instead of being Zokain, it's Zakan Beso, the elder of his home. Tachas Yerechi, put your hand beneath my thigh. Now what does that mean? This is a delicate expression to mean, I want you to hold on to the Bris Samila. Now today you would say someone does something like this today, they would be, ugh, disgusting. What kind of talk is that? This is something which is obscene, right? Isn't that? And how can you even tell this to children? Tell this to children in third grade to explain to them what this pasuk means. They'll look at you like you're out of your mind. They have no clue what this thing over here. Put your hand underneath my thigh. It means put. Now, first of all, it's not underneath his thigh. Why does it even call it underneath his thigh? It's a different part of the body. It's a very bizarre expression, but yet. This expression of tachas yirechi, which really means my leg, under my leg, what does that mean? How does under my leg turn into the bris milah? I don't know. But that's what it means. Lefisha hanish, but there's a halacha. When a person swears, tzarich sheyitel biyadoi chevet shal mitzvah. You're supposed to take in your possession, your hand, an object of mitzvah to go in sefer Torah or tefillin. when it was a Bezdin, and a person in court was obligated to swear, so you'd hold on to a Sefer Torah. The Goyim still do this. The Goyim, they don't hold on, they put their hand upon a Bible. Right? When the President of the United States takes an oath to uphold the Constitution, whatever they swear, so they have to take an oath on a Bible. Do they have to? I don't know the American law. They have to. I don't know if they have to, but they seemingly do. They put their head in a Bible and they swear. Where does that come from? It comes from this Harashi. It comes from the Halach and Shulchan Aruch. Now when a person takes a Shavua, you have to hold in your hand a Sefer Torah. Now here it does not. What they do in America, you don't hold it. Someone holds it for you, and you just put your hand on it. Here it says, "Tzach sheyitol biyadoi." You have to take mamish in your possession. No one should be holding it for you. Biyadei chevet shel mitzvah and sefer Torah itfilin. V'amila hoysal mitzvah rishona loy. It was Avraham Avinu's first mitzvah. Ubo loy al yidei tzar. It came to him through a lot of pain. Allah was precious unitala, and he took it. What do you mean he took it? It says here that what is Rashi saying? Eliezer is the one that's being told to take it. Avram said, Simna yadcha tacha sirechi. So why does Rashi say v'hoisa chaviv Allah unitala? Unitala literally means that Avraham Avinu took it. So, but that's not what it says in the pasuk. The pasuk says that Eliezer was told to take it. So does this mean that Avraham took it and gave it to Eliezer? I mean, it sounds a little strange. I don't know the answer. Over here, v'amar Avraham la'avdei, to his servant, siva. So this is siv. Okay, siv. Same expression, asaba. Asaba is, okay, a grandfather. A grandfather, we call it a grandfather, but over here in the pasuk it's calling it the zakan, the elder. Sivad divesei, and we now know all of the sabas who are out there who are listening now know that the word saba has to be related a little bit to the word saviv. Okay, a person who has life experience is surrounded. There's something that's surrounding them. What that means, their grandchildren are surrounding them. Divesei deshalit b'chol dilei shavi chaan. What does it mean, shavi? Means to set. Set cha'an means now, not please. Notice that the Targum always does this. Targum, we like to translate the word please. No, simna. Look what it says over here in the English translation. And Abraham said to the senior servant of his household who had charge of all that he owned, put your hand. You see over here, the English translation has done us an injustice. He did not translate the word no at all. He says put. That's not what it says. Whoever wrote this translation left out a word. Put. That's sin. What happened to the word na? Na means either one of two things. Either it means now. Put now your hand beneath my thigh. Or means please put your hand. Over here in the English translation, it completely omitted the word na. In the Targum, it says cha'an. Okay, the Targum went through the effort to tell you it means now. No, he did not say, he didn't give him a choice. Now, put your hand now to chois beneath yirei ki, my thigh. Rashi did not translate this at all. Okay, Volo just told us about that. Now let's see over here what it says in the commentator. The commentator of this Targum over here says, Siva, okay, Siva hu hazokein hababu yamin. I'm reading over here what it says, and you don't have this in front of you. Al Rabbi David Hanogid Nechid Harambam Hevi Nusach Targum Chakim. Unbelievable! The girsa that we have in our text is not the only girsa. The Rabbi David Hanogid, the grandson of the Rambam. Everyone knows about Rabbi Avraham ben Harambam, very famous, the Rambam's son. The Rambam's son had a son. And his name was David. Who was he named after? He was named after the Rambam's brother. The Rambam had a brother whose name was David. And David supported the Rambam for many years. The Rambam, he sat and he learned. And his brother David was a merchant. And he traveled all over the world and he merchandised. And he was very, very successful. And he supported the Rambam. What happened? One day, he drowned. His ship sunk, drowned. and the Rambam was left penniless. The Rambam lost his brother, no one to support him, and he mourned over his brother his whole life. It deeply affected the Rambam's persona, the death of his brother, David. And it's very clear the Rambam had a son, Avraham, and Avraham had a son, David. Avraham had a son, David, and he was named after his grandfather's brother. And he was known as David Hanogid, the Prince David. And this person who was known by that title, the Prince David, the grandson of the Rambam, he, in his version, there was a different girsa in the Targum, and the Targum is not the Sabo, but the Hakim, the wise man of his home. And Eliezer is thus called the wise, not, what is a Zaken? Zaken is Zeh Shekona Chochma. Now why does that translation make a lot more sense than the elder? Because if Eliezer is just as old as Avraham, so why then did Avraham ask Eliezer to do the job? Do it yourself. If we'll say that Eliezer was a young man, he was vibrant, he was a young man, so that we could understand that Avraham was telling a youngster, listen, I'm 100 years old now. Avraham now, at the Akedah, well, this was after the Akedah, so Avraham now is 137, 140 years old. Yitzchak was born to Avraham when Avraham was 100 years old. Yitzchak at the Akedah was 37 years old. He waited 3 years after the Akedah. So that means that Avraham at this moment in time is 140 years old. So he says, listen, I'm 140 years old. I can't go on a mission to go find a girl for my son. I'm just too old. I can't travel long distances. I can't do this. They took away my license. Okay? You know, Havil Elif Alfie Abdullah Biden, they take him now to kindergartens. Because they think that's the only place where he can make himself get into trouble. So they take him now to kindergarten. So he said last week he took him to a kindergarten and he told the kindergarten kids, you know, they don't let me drive anymore. They don't trust me behind the wheel. This is what he tells the kindergartners. So over here, Avram says, you know, I'm 140 years old. I need to go find the shidduch for my son. They don't let me drive anymore. I need you to go on a mission. Now, if Eliezer is also 140 years old, he's also not going to be going on a mission to go find a girl for Yitzchak. So if you want to go translate the word avdo as zikan beso, like what we have in our girsa, the saba, the elder, then we got a problem over here. Why is Eliezer more qualified to go on this mission than Avraham himself is? You want to say he's 5 years younger? Instead of 135 years, 40 is 135 years old? That's why it would appear what the Rabbi of David, the Nogid, says, that the word zakan here means the hakim, the wise man who was Moshel b'chol asherlo. And you have the same concept by Yosef. Is there a person who's chacham v'navon kamocha? When Paro appointed Yosef to be the Mishnah Lamelech, he told all of his people, there is no one that is wiser. And it says about Yosef that he was Moshel b'chol asherlo. He ruled everything. He controlled everything, Yosef. So you see a parallel of Zikan is Zeh Shekon Chochma. That's what he says over here. That's the girsa of Rav David HaNogid. Okay, Ka'an over here means now, and not, he, over here in the Ma'at Sadi, he says, like I told you, the two possible translations of the word No, either it means now, or it means please. In this context, he learned that it means now. And it's a very big nafkamina. There was no choice. This is your job. Next, the Ashpiacha. I demand that you swear, okay, we're almost out of time. Let's try to do one more pause very quickly. V'yashviach, I want you to swear by Hashem Elokei HaShemayim V'Elokei HaRetz. Asher, you're going to swear by God, who is the God of the heaven, God. Why is that necessary? Why is it necessary for Avraham to tell the servant to swear that Hashem is both the Shemayim and the Aretz? I don't know. Let's see. Asher, what should you swear? I don't want a local girl. I don't want my son to marry the girl next door. I want you to go krich to the hecher fenster. I want you to go somewhere else to find a shidduch, not a girl from the Benois Kanaan. Why not? Pasuk Gimel. There is no Rashi. Would you believe it? There's no Rashi on this Pasuk. Let's go to the Targum. V'akayim Allah b'memro da Hashem. And notice here, the word b'memro is in bold, because this word does not appear. V'akayim means I'm going to make you swear. Allah, I impose a shvu upon you by the word of Hashem. This does not say. The Targum has added a word into the Pasuk that does not exist. It says in the Pasuk, V'ashbiacha, which means I injure you. I put the shvuah upon you. A person can swear on their own, or a person can be the recipient of a shvuah, which means the person just stands there and he answers amen. When someone else makes the shvuah and the person answers amen, that's called that the other person is imposing the shvuah upon him. So Avraham Avinu is putting the shvuah by Hashem. Yet what did the Targum do? He adds a word, bememra. And this is classic Targum Ungulus. Whenever it says the name Hashem in the Pasuk, the Targum gets all worked up and he always has to pad Hashem's name with something. Because the Targum felt that you cannot relate directly to the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's always Kodom Hashem, before Hashem. Person should never get comfortable and think that he is buddy-buddy with the Ribbono Shel Olam. That is why the Targum always, B'li Yotzei Min HaKlal, whenever Hashem's name is mentioned in the Torah, the Targum will always add more words to create a buffer, a separation between the human being and the Ribbono Shel Olam. Rashi doesn't do this. Rashi makes you feel that you are close to Hashem. He is almost your friend. Avinu Malkeinu. Rashi always gives you the impression, even Chazal, they give you the impression that the Ribbono Shel Olam, he's very close to you. He's someone that you can talk to. He's your friend. He's your father. He's your neighbor. You have a very close relationship. Targum Onkelis does not do that. Targum Onkelis is like a litvak. It's a litvak. There's this separation. There's this barrier. A person should know his place. You shall humble yourself before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is an infinite. And here's another classic example. I'm going to put upon you an oath. B'memra da Hashem. Not as if Hashem is standing right here. The word of Hashem. Again, there's a padding of expression between Hashem and us in order to create a yiras haroimimus of Hashem. The Hashem elokod deshmaya velokod deara. Delos tisav, you should not marry in itisa. That tisav means do not take in marriage a woman. Livrif my to my son bebenas kanano di ano yosef bidechon. This is straightforward. Do not tisav. Do not take. Tisav means to take, not marriage. I told you that's wrong. Lo sikach, do not take a woman for my son from the daughters of Canaan, which I live amongst. And we know the reason, because they had bad midos. The daughters of Canaan had very, very bad midos. And that's why he did not want them no matter what. Okay, we're going to stop over here. Thank you all so much for coming. Have a wonderful evening. Amir Tashem, see you tomorrow. Okay, good night, everyone. Good night. Sayyid. Good night. Good night.
Okay.
So may you all own yat supper tonight. May you have for supper.
What? Chicken.
Who made you supper? Who made you dinner?
Myself. Who makes me?
Your wife makes you.
Yeah, she makes me, right? She makes me clean up the dishes and do the dishes. That's what she makes me do.
But she makes the dinner.
Actually, she had a wedding tonight, so she had a good wedding.
An Eretz Yisrael?
What?
We had a wedding tonight. What are you saying, Eretz Yisrael?
Yeah, she has a wedding, and she got invited to a wedding here. So I have three weddings, four weddings coming up.
Okay, good.
All right, I'll see you. Good
How's night. Tamari? How's she doing, Tamari? How'd it go today, by her?
Fine, she's doing fine. She's
Baruch Hashem. Okay, Baruch Hashem. Gevalda. All right, just, take care.
He tells her to watch out, that's all.
Okay, good. Everyone has to watch out.
Yeah, take care.
All right, Zaygiza, be well. Mr. Ms. Glad of a good night.
Thank you very much. Good night. Thank you.
Nice to see you here.
Same here. Thanks for everything. Good night.
Good night, good night. Ezra, good night, Ezra. Take care.
Lo va a hacer, pero no puede hacer, no podía hacerlo antes de la elección.
The independent deciders would not vote for him if he did the vandal.
Because they're on tour.